Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
I'll be honest with you. I don't know enough about women's parts to know if this is even accurate or not, if this can even be done. But I just know that the theory itself was off-putting, I think. Okay.
Almost offensive?
I'm not sure, but I think so.
Okay. Oh, so you don't know if you should be offended or not?
I think I am.
Okay. Can that be a new segment? Should I be offended?
I'm offended for you, and I'm offended for Abby more than I am me. So there's a dude on Instagram right now that claims that if he is taking a look at WNBA players, Women's National Basketball Association players, cycles and betting on how they're going to do in the game based on their cycle.
On their menstrual cycle?
On their menstrual cycle.
How does he know what their menstrual cycle is?
He can tell. He's looking at the bloating.
I don't know.
Were they slower last week?
Has he hacked their period trackers on their phone?
Let me give you two examples of at Fade Me Bets and how he is making money on predicting women's cycles in the WNBA.
Ugh.
Betting on WNBA players based on their period cycles, we got a victim, boys. Hammer the under 22.5 points and rebounds on Aaliyah Boston. She is in her late luteal phase, which means that her strength is decreased and her aerobic fitness is decreased. And because she's like a forward/center, that's bad for her because she needs to get physical to score. She needs to have a good aerobic system to keep up running in transition. She's cooked. This is easy. She's not clearing this. This is 22.5 points and rebounds, take the under. And this is in the New York Liberty and Indiana Fever game. Log it in, boys. Last five in a row have cashed. Let's make it the last six in a row for period cycle bets.
All right, so two things here that we need to take into account, right?
This is a joke.
It's not. If you don't know what an over-under is, they'll basically, the odds maker say, hey, in this game, we think this woman will score 27 points. So do you think that they will score over or under 27 points? So what he's saying is he's taking a look at the cycle and he's saying because of the part of the cycle that she's in right now, she won't have endurance, she won't be feeling so great, so take the under. And he's hit five in a row now doing this.
Okay, so here's the thing. Phases are a thing. Mm-hmm. And like your body, like every 28 days, a woman's body fluctuates. But there's no way this dude knows like that she's in the luteal phase. And what if she's on an IUD and she doesn't even have a period? Like there's so many. This dude is so weird. And plus, I clicked on the link.
Uh-huh.
He loses all credit because he wears a black ski mask and goggles so you can't identify him.
He knows he's going to take so much heat.
He's literally in disguise wearing a black ski mask and goggles so you can't identify him.
He looks like he's in that online group Anonymous
because
he knows he's going to take so much heat from women. So here's another one on Paige Buchers.
Betting on WNBA players based on their period cycles. We got a victim, boys. Take Paige Beckers and hammer the under 15 and a half points. Again, I've been analyzing her cycles. And 2 weeks ago, she just finished her ovulation phase, meaning that yesterday, she just finished her luteal phase, which is perfect because after the luteal phase, of course, the period cycle restarts again, where the estrogen is at its lowest point. So based on that information, we are taking the under Paige Beckers, 15 and a half points. Lock it in.
All right. So I'm guessing what he's doing is his audience is basically dudes that have no idea about women's farts. And they're like, okay, he must got it.
I love this so much because we have two, I love you, but clueless dudes in studio, Mikey and Jackson. So there are four main phases in a woman's menstrual cycle. What are those phases?
Luteal.
Yep, because he said that one.
The period.
Menstruation.
The period.
Waning gibbous.
Who?
crescent
waning
moon.
Crescent. He also said another one.
Menopause.
Nope.
Category five.
Like when you're most likely to get pregnant, a woman is what?
Ovulating. Menstruating.
Oh, there you go.
No. Ovulation. And there's one more phase.
DEFCON 4.
Mean.
Six on the Richter scale.
Mean.
Honestly, that should be like the more simple terms. The mean phase.
Chocolate.
Okay. The chocolate phase.
Follicular.
Okay.
For the follicle.
Like what?
Follicular. Yeah.
My favorite comment on this whole thing was, is this considered blood money?
I'm not offended because I can't even take this dude seriously. He's such a moron.
Well, he's got five in a row. That's all I heard.
I don't know how he's doing it, because there's no way, unless he's going through these women, he's found out where they live and he's going through their trash and knows like when they're using certain products. Otherwise, he's just, this is creepy. It's giving creepy. And the fact that he's hidden his identity, I cannot take this dude seriously.
Hey, The Bird Show.
I probably did the most strenuous, stressful thing, physically demanding thing that I've ever done in my life yesterday. So I'm a guy that works out every single day. All right. So we can take that right off the table. Right. I challenge myself
every day.
Well, I take one day off a week.
Only six, one? Yeah. 6 days?
Yeah. Look at this temple, man. Needs maintenance. I've done yoga also. Very, very strenuous at times, especially as I proved to you guys in studio this morning. I'm not real flexible.
Nope.
Also, way back in the day, before I was even living in Georgia, I did an inline skating marathon from Athens to Atlanta.
I can't believe you signed up for that.
It was for a team in training, Leukemia Society. It's a fundraiser. I skated from Athens to Atlanta up until yesterday. That is the most stressful thing and the most strenuous thing I have ever done. There's a new thing, and I'm not sure anybody in here can relate to it. I went to go get my eyes checked yesterday, and I started getting trained for contact lenses. Have you guys ever put in and taken out contact lenses before?
I have not.
Uh-uh.
Oh, my God. You talk about the most stressful, strenuous thing I have ever done. First of all, I don't like anybody freaking messing with my eyes at all, uh-huh. Right? And the way that there is sort of, and everybody's a little bit different on how to get a contact lens in and out of your eye. I was in there. Thank God for my doctor who was so patient with me yesterday. And she went into overtime because I was there late. I could not get that thing in. I could not get that thing out. I still don't know exactly how to lift my upper lid and then pull down my lower lid and then get the contact lens in and then stick my finger in my eyeball and then squeeze the soft lens to get it out. I still have no idea how to do it.
Do you think she went home to her significant other and she was like, you will not believe I've had the patient I had today?
Well, and I do think that she's a P1 also. I think I remember her telling me in the past, but if you have, I was hoping one of you guys in here would have had to go through that process. Before, because I said to her about midway, I'm like, you know what? I don't think we should do this because I know myself and I'm never going to be patient enough every single morning to put contact lenses in and out. And she said, she was like a little coach. Aww. She was a contact lens coach. You're doing great, sweetie. Nah, there are a lot of people that come in here and have it way worse. You're doing really, really great. No, I wasn't, man. Not at all.
I went through it too, Bert. The exact same thing. I had trepidation for years about getting contacts. My wife's had them forever. So, and I see how easy it is every day. And she's got the ones you throw away every day.
Yeah,
so
that's the ones that they're training me on.
Yeah, she just pops in new ones every day. And life is great. And she can see. And then I'm over here and I got glasses. Remember the time? And I had multiple pairs of glasses. Remember the time I ate the donuts and I thought I was having a stroke after the show because I had on the wrong glasses and my vision was all blurry? That's been my life. So when I go to contacts, I was like, I'm finally going to try them, and I get them. And yeah, there is definitely some anxiety in putting those things in. But once you get the hang of it, it's like riding a bike. And I wore them for a minute, but I found with work, my glasses, I see better. And it's the same prescription. I don't know what it is, but with glasses, I just see better. So I don't wear the contacts anymore.
I don't know. I know I tried it years and years and years ago with hard lenses. And I specifically remember being so frustrated all these years ago that I literally hit a wall and Stacey had to like calm me down.
Because you couldn't get your contact in?
No, man. I was so frustrated by it. So she said, look, this is going to take a lot of practice and a lot of patience. You just got to chill out. And she could see my anxiety level. And also the history of people telling me that sometimes a contact lens will shift its way around your eyeball and you have to massage it out of the corners of your eyes has me really freaking out. But when I walked out of there, I sincerely couldn't do anything the rest of the day. I was so stressed out.
Hey, The Bert Show.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app, with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Abby, I can't wait to hear if you feel the same way. So there's a woman who is feeling stuck in today's economy, and she's blaming it on her relationship status.
Oh, I totally feel her. Like, being single in this economy, it feels like a handicap.
So I saw this on at the Free Press on Instagram, and let's just say she is over it. She looks to be, like, in her mid-20s, and she is not having it. She is over it, and I just want to know if you agree with her take on her living situation.
I would love to be a stay-at-home mom. Mm-hmm. I would love to be a homemaker and a wife. I would love to be able to live on a homestead and go milk my cow and take the eggs out of the chicken coop and have one baby in the belly and on my hip and another toddler coming behind me. That's like my dream, but I can't that because the way the economy is set up is I'm forced to work. I'm forced to get an education, a higher education, a college degree in order to make enough money that I can be financially independent and afford my own home or my own rent or my own gas or my own groceries, my own insurance. And it's extremely difficult to do that. And it's very isolating as a woman when you have to do all of that all on your own and you can't find somebody that you can outsource some of those chores and financial responsibilities like you would with a spouse. So no, being a single working woman absolutely sucks. It's the worst thing ever. I hate it. I would go back to the 1950s in a second just so I wouldn't have to deal with this.
One, 855-BIRCHOW, 855-237-8746 if you'd like to weigh in, agree, or disagree.
I was actually talking to our business manager, Amy, yesterday, and we were complaining about something. She's like, what decade is it? And I'm like, I hope it's 1920s so I can get lobotomized. And I mean that satirically. Obviously, every decade has a series of issues and obviously wouldn't want to go to the back to the 1950s for obvious reasons.
Yes.
However, that woman is mad at somebody, and I don't think it's the free market. Now, do I agree the cost of living nowadays is insane? I mean, my parents were talking to me when I was, you know, kind of talking about my finances and purchasing a home potentially. And they're like, I can't believe you seem like, I'm not, definitely not struggling, but they're like, when I was supporting a family of four when I was making what you were making. And I'm like, yeah, but that was 20 years ago and inflation is just completely different. I mean, gas is like $4 a gallon. I mean, rent is the cost of a mortgage. It's insane. So I get her frustration. And on top of that, having all of the costs that come along with being a single woman, of just beauty upkeep and just the day-to-day maintenance that it takes to exist as a woman. Like, yeah, I feel where she's coming. Do I want to milk a cow? Hell nah. But I understand the exasperation that she has of constantly just feeling the burden of capitalism as a single person. And that goes for men and women. But yeah, it can be really tiresome.
Yeah. So I listened to that and I'm not going to worry about sounding harsh. It just sounds like she's mad she doesn't have a man.
Yeah. That's really what it is. And I think it's tough because I was talking to a friend about this where we have all of these privileges that women have fought for because yes. We need to be equals and we have the same value as men. So we should absolutely have the same responsibilities and expectations. Like I'm with that from a logical perspective, but then there are sometimes you just want to get mad at Susan B. Anthony or whoever the heck. Cause I'm like, you know what? It actually would be nice to stay home. It would be nice to have a little goat in my backyard and just have one responsibility. And that was to look pretty and push out a bunch of kids.
But you can. That's the thing.
Yeah.
So like that, this is what like gets my goat. Feminism exists to create equality. And so you have the choice. You have the choice to be a stay-at-home mom or you have the choice to work. Now, obviously, if you want to be a stay-at-home mom, then you're going to need a man to provide and that's up to you to find. But if that's your life and that's what you want, then kudos. Go for it. Find that man that's going to provide you the stability so you can be a stay-at-home. Now, I will say, you know, this is not black and white. There's a lot of nuance and gray here. Is it hard now to have like a one parent income? Yeah, it kind of is. And even if you have a two parent income, is it ridiculous like childcare? Yeah, like there's definitely issues and problems there. But on the whole, if we're just going like kind of like spitting black and white, I just want people to know feminism didn't exist to force you to work. That's not what feminism is about. Feminism is so you have the choice that if you want to go out there and be a boss lady and break that glass ceiling, by all means. But if you also want to stay home and bust your butt and take care of a house and kids, by all means, do that as well.
I think basically what she's mad at is the cost of getting to have that choice doesn't benefit the choice that she wants to have. Like 50 years ago, life was set up to benefit somebody like her that wants to have that life. Like all women were pretty much expected to only go to college to get your MRS degree and only, you know, work for a couple of years and then meet some dude. So guys were kind of on the same page. Whereas now, because men and women are so much more equal, it's harder to find that life if that's the choice that you want to make. So I think she's frustrated. Like some of us have girl bossed too close to the sun that she feels like it is harder for her to just jump into getting to have that stay at home life.
Hey, Rebecca, disagree or agree?
I agree. I agree. I worked really hard to get where I am in my career. And I'm one of those, I would consider myself a boss babe or whatever you call it. And I'm in my early 40s. And I'm exhausted. I wish that I could have done something different. I would love to be able to stay at home with my kids and have that time. But no, work is my life.
Mm-hmm. All right. Hey, Sherry, welcome to the Burt Show. Agree or disagree with what she said?
I disagree with what she said. I mean, honestly, part of the reason that we had feminist movements was also because we couldn't own property. And if you got divorced, you were struggling.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't get a job. You couldn't. There were a lot of reasons that feminism occurred. And it wasn't just because you wanted to work. It's because you had to sometimes.
Gotcha. Thank you for calling in. It's one of those, I think the grass is just brown everywhere, Abby.
Oh, it's just exhausting. And I get it, girl. I'm right there with you. You know, we can have our cows one day, but for now, you've got to go pay that rent, pay that mortgage, and get your butt to your 9 to 5.
The Bird Show.
She's being bribed by her parents to have kids quicker than she wants. Who's got this email?
I do. All right, so Bird Show listener hits us up. Okay, tell me if I'm crazy, but has anyone else out there ever been bribed by their parents to have a baby?
Well, let me stop down and give the phone number out. 1-855-BIRCHSHOW.
855-237-8746. I am 25, been married for a year, and my husband and I have talked about starting a family eventually. We're just not in a rush. I'm thinking probably after I turn 30. But my parents, especially my dad, they're ready for grandkids like now. And apparently, they're willing to pay for them. No joke, my dad offered me $10,000 to get pregnant right now.
What?
Like legit cash. He said he's investing in his future as a grandpa and started naming all the things I could do with the money. New car, vacation, nursery setup. I really thought he was joking at first. He was not. I don't know whether to laugh, cry, or open a savings account. Please tell me I'm not alone. Has anyone else listening ever had their parents offer money for grandkids? Is this a thing now?
Okay, 1-855-BIRCHSHOW. What are the numbers on that? On the phone?
Oh, 855-237-8746.
I can't ever remember that. Just taking this from the grandparents' perspective, I understand where they're coming from. I mean, we're talking about a time issue here. Mm-hmm. I want to be on Earth as long as I can with my grandkids. And you are just stalling it. Blah, 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 time. I got plenty of time. And the grandparents are like, nah, man, I want it now. $10,000. Just do it. Get it over with.
I have never gotten the rush for parents to want to have grandkids as soon as possible. I'm like, you raised me. This ish was hard. Like, you want to go through that again?
No, because it's so different with the grandparents, man. It's such a different experience. You come on over. You do whatever you want with the kid for a couple of hours. You kiss him on the top of the forehead, and then you go on.
Yep. But you still know how hard it is, and you're pushing me into it at 25. Like, I should be in the club at 25.
Yeah, no. Misery loves company. And also, you have, like, a selective memory of certain things. And so I think that's maybe a little part of what's happening here. But
sometimes it takes just one call, and that's what we got. Hey, Dawn, good morning.
Good morning. How are y'all?
Good. All right. So you were bribed by your parents to have a kid.
Yes.
Give us the deets.
They said that they would dig up the pool that had been on their land and turned it back into a swimming pool if I would give them grandchildren.
So they were bribing you with a pool?
Yes.
You know what? So all of a sudden, these kids are looking even better and better every day.
And pools are expensive. Pools are worth more than 10 grand.
I never got the pool. I gave them 4 beautiful grandchildren, 1 by marriage, 3 I birthed. And they never gave me the pool.
Oh, okay. This is a good lesson here. So if this listener goes for it, she's like, I want to see the 10 grand first. Give me the 10 grand before I start popping out kids. Okay.
First comes love. First comes the pool. Then comes a baby in a baby carriage. That's how it goes.
Thank you, Dawn. Appreciate it. All right. Not the only one. Not to Jackie, but one of her friends, I think. Hey, Jackie, good morning.
Good morning.
All right. So this happened to one of your friends?
Yes. So her mother-in-law offered them. There were 2 kids that got married, and she offered the first one that got a child would get $50,000 because she needed a grandbaby.
$50,000?
Okay, $50,000. No, but did you hear? She made it a competition between her 2 kids.
It's the breeder. It's the Breeders' Cup.
Between her 2 kids. Yes. Between her 2 kids. She was like, the first one get married gets $50,000. Get a kid, get $50,000. Because she said, I need a grandbaby.
Did that incentivize one of her children to actually go through with it and
It did because my friend was trying, but she couldn't. It took her. She was trying. It just didn't happen. Took her a long time. So actually, her brother-in-law did get the first one, and he got the money. But she was really trying because she was like, I could use all that money.
And again, it was how much?
$50,000.
$50,000.
Dang. Dear God.
Yeah, she said if they gave her the first grandchild, she would give them $50,000.
Dang. So now if you're the other sister, mm-hmm. then you've got the pressure of having the kid and then struggling to have a child and then losing out on 50 grand. That's awful.
That is a lot of therapy appointments.
It is the Burt Show.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.